What's up, y'all? It is Mike. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. Yes, we're going to be talking about the second episode, episode 2 of season 5. It's called The Recruits. It actually aired Wednesday night on the 12th of October. Today is Friday, the 14th, almost the 13th, but not quite. I've got my notes ready. I also have my fellow Arrow fan. She's a bigger fan than I am, Anna B. She's all the way from Australia. It's hard. We have hard time zones. But we're trying to do some stuff together, but for the meantime, I'll be accepting her emails and her notes and her text messages. And I've already highlighted some of the stuff in her notes, and if you could see, I mean, she writes like a full freaking interview, and if you want to hear all about it, go check out the blog that she writes for, the folks over at thevro.com. But I'm looking at this, and I'm like, okay, this is really good. And then she mentions this part here, and I was like, oh, I've got to highlight and talk about this. So I'll talk about that in just a few. Just want to go through some of my favorite parts. Perhaps maybe some of these were your favorite parts as well. I don't know. Feel free to leave a comment. You know, I'm kind of curious to see if you do have the same feelings that I do. The Recruits. Cool action in the very beginning. It was good to see. I cannot remember the guy's name, but he had a big old fro, and he's a movie star, and I like him, and I totally blanked out, and I totally didn't do my research, but he's a Wild Dog, which was cool, because when he took off the freaking hockey mask, I was like, what happened to the fro? Man, I like the fro, but you know what? Maybe it's a different look. It's time for a change or something, but he's going to be playing Wild Dog, which happens to be a new recruit for Oliver, including that chick that was the Canary, which it's obvious that she's going to be the Canary, because Laurel, that was her promise that she wanted, that was the promise that she wanted Oliver to make, that she would not be the last Canary. So it's obvious that she's going to be in there. How long it'll take, I do not know. I don't understand why she's even training, because she was whooping ass before in season 4. And now all of a sudden now she's got to like retrain again. I don't know. I just don't know about that. And then Curtis, the computer geek, which I don't even know why he's going into training either to be part of the team, because it's not like Felicity went through the training like that. So I don't even – Curtis is – unless he's going to be out on the field fighting, but I think he does better behind a keyboard with Felicity. Can you imagine both of them teaming up and doing stuff together? Either way, it's Oliver's team. It's not my team. But it's cool. It's cool to see new stuff. Thea, I wish Speedy would get back into the things. We did get a lot of digs in this episode. But he's dealing with his own drama. His own commanding officer turning on him. And then, he's screwed. He should have stayed with Oliver is what he should have done. So it's going to be cool to see these three members go through training. I wonder how long it's going to take before they're like, they get the arrow and be like, here's your little arrow medal. And now you're officially part of the badass team. And you get a new outfit and all that good stuff. I wonder how long is that going to take, people? You think it's going to be all of season? Or do you think we're going to get like in the middle of season? I don't know. The Scarecrow dude, which I'm looking at Anna B's. I was going to call him this, but I guess maybe it is. He's the Ragman. I like this dude. In the very beginning when his coat grabbed it, I was like, what? So I was I'm excited. I thought he was like some kind of bad guy kind of sort of, but he's got issues that he lost his dad and the freaking nuke, that the one nuke that did explode in season 4 that Felicity had control of and dropped it in Haddon Rock. I think that's what the little town was, or the city. It wiped out his entire city and he's the only sole survivor because this ancient cloak rag mummy thing saved him. So it's kind of like Spawn, right? It's got like a mind of its own. Could that be part of Spawn? I don't know. But I'm excited because I really like this guy. I really like this character. I think he's cool as hell. Is he going to have to go through any proper arrow training? Probably not. But I'm looking forward to seeing this guy. And now he's pretty much, they shook hands at the end of this episode. So he's part of the team, which can be good. Let's see what else. We saw a little bit more of Felicity's boyfriend, which, whatever. I'm still wondering. If anybody listened to my first episode just a few minutes ago, that's my biggest concern. I'm not even concerned about Prometheus again. I'm not even concerned about Church. I'm not even concerned about if these three recruits make it. I'm not even concerned about Diggs. I'm wondering what is going to happen when Oliver finds out about this detective guy. What is Felicity doing? Let's see what else. I definitely like the part where Curtis gives a piece of mind to Oliver. You know, I know at the end everybody's like all happy and they all make up, but that part there, he gives it to him. Good. I'm glad Curtis gave it to him. He needs it. I mean, sometimes Oliver just needs to get slapped in the face because he's just so Debbie Downer, so angry at the world and everything else. Let's see what else. Scarecrow dude fighting. Yes, the fighting before they shook hands. I totally forgot about that part. That was probably a dope-ass part. And when he fights Church and then Scarecrow dude helps him. I don't even know why I call him Scarecrow. Ragman helps him. But yeah, that whole ending was dope. The fight was dope. The action is really good in this season so far. And we're only on episode 2 already. So I can only imagine how it's going to be later on. Black Arrow, he actually says his name. But Anna B from Australia, she knew it in episode 1, Prometheus. I don't know. I'm wondering, with a name like Prometheus, he's probably going to be some type of super arrow thing. I call him Black Arrow. I think that's a cooler name, Black Arrow, than Prometheus, because Prometheus almost makes it sound like you're supposed to be perfect. Is he perfect? I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see. But he moves really fast, and he can throw Chinese stars really fast, and this dude is on a mission, because he took out Church within seconds. I mean, seconds. And he pushed his face into the ground, so he almost seems stronger than the average human. So, this is going to be a very serious adversary for Arrow and the team. Prometheus does say, you know what, if you would have killed him, I would have killed you, because I'm going to kill. So I'm wondering, where does he come from the past? He's got to be from the past. And what did Oliver do? Who did he sleep with to piss off Prometheus? That's what I want to know. But other than that, I thought this episode was really good. Really, really good. Next week, the episode's going to be called A Matter of Trust, which I'm wondering, trying to figure out. Who's that pointing to? I don't know. But yeah, I definitely like the premiere episode better than the second episode, but that's how it's supposed to be in my eyes. So I'm glad. I'm looking at here at Anna B's notes. And don't forget, like I said, if you want to hear her review and hear her Australian owl accent, all dananda, make sure you check out the VRO.com. All right. Her review is going to be posting up there shortly. This thing is just so long. I can't read it, because I'll be here for 30 minutes, and then you guys will. Yeah. Yeah. I'm about to highlight some of the stuff here. And this is the funny thing here, because out of all the stuff, she's like, putting it in. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. But then here we go. We see our old favorite come out. I wish I could talk Australian. The salmon ladder. Okay. Yeah. You know, the little pole thing. Curtis tries to use it. Then we have Oliver use the salmon ladder, which we haven't seen for a while. I wish we had porno music going on. He would have been better shirtless. ! Plus, Felicity's in still awe of Oliver using it. Yes, you saw that, right? So one, I thought I heard screams during that part, and I think it went all the way from Australia. I think now I know where it came from Anna B. And second of all, Felicity, who has a boyfriend, is checking out Oliver while he's doing his little ladder thing. She's going to be drama, right? This is going to be a total. I don't even want to know about this. I don't even know what's going to happen. All right, people, I think that's it. Simple and sweet and easy, right? Let me know in the comments, wherever you're listening to this, what you thought about episode 2 of season 5 of Arrow. Comments are always welcome. And if you leave a comment, I'll read it on the show. Feel free to tweet me, all that good stuff. If you need to find all my goodies, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Everything is there, to my Twitter, to my Snapchat, to my Instagram, all that good stuff. And if you want to subscribe on iTunes, if you got the iTunes, you can go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow. And you'll see a little bald little cartoon guy. That's me. And that's the whole plan. I plan on doing these recaps like I have been doing for quite a bit now, and hopefully some of my friends will jump in. I don't know who and when and what, but it's going to be one of those kind of things. You just never know who's going to be with us. And don't forget, good shows. I talked about it during the episode 1 of season 5 recap show that I just did. Get on Good Shows. It's available. It's a free app. If you ever use Good TV Tag and Get Glue, jump on Good Shows. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. All right, people. I'll be back next week. Hopefully, the episodes, they air on Wednesday. I'm hoping I can get these knocked out on Thursdays, but I'm trying to figure out when the notes are going to be coming from Australia, because I don't want her to do it, and then all of a sudden I do the show, and then she's going to be like, you forgot about me, and I'm going to be like, yeah, hello, that's how we do it, and that's how some Americans are. All right, people, that's it for us. We'll be back next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.